Israeli authorities have become the latest to crack down on cryptocurrencies, announcing they'll ban companies trading in Bitcoin from operating on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Interest in the cryptocurrency has hit mainstream, and depending on who you speak to, Bitcoin prices are set to continue soaring or the bubble is about to burst. David Cody reports.
Nativity Dunbar got on the Bitcoin train just in time.
I remember watching a documentary about it. It's called Banking on Bitcoin, and it just made so much sense.
Now, only a couple of months in, she's already seeing returns unheard of elsewhere.
So I first purchased over 50 days now. It was around about $85. And today that's worth well over $1,000. No bank will give you that in terms of a return.
Despite jaw-dropping growth already, Nativity Dunbar is watching some wild predictions that a single Bitcoin could eventually be worth $1 million.
I have faith that eventually one day in the future it will. I'm not banking on it. I mean, it's a bit of a game for me. Like, I like to take risk and I like to be challenged. So, look, I know that I could lose it overnight.
So are you staying in for the long haul, or do you have a price at which you'll get out?
At this stage, I am buying and holding specifically Bitcoin because to me, Bitcoin is blue chip.
News and awareness of Bitcoin is increasing exponentially, much like its price. But investing in it is a big gamble. And Simon Russell, the founder of Behavioural Finance Australia, explains the enthusiasm is driven by very human factors.
There's probably a bunch of underlying psychological causes here, the way we respond to the cues of other people around us, for example, the way emotion impacts us, the way our attention is directed by the media and various other influences on our behaviour, and those things you would think are underpinning irrational aspects of investment behaviour.
He's latched on to one analogy he's read, which finds parallels between the Bitcoin frenzy and the plot of the 1978 film Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I keep seeing these people all recognising each other. Something was passing between them all. Some secret. It's a conspiracy. I know it.
There can't be a conspiracy.
Matthew, I'm telling you, something's going on here.
It's a bit like that with Bitcoin. We first started out with everyone being humans in the sense that, well, this is a strange alternative investment product. But over time, we all turn into this alien sort of, we're all on board until eventually it sort of overcomes all of us.
Other experts are even more concerned. Dr. Timo Henkel is from the Research School of Economics at the Australian National University.
If the housing market is in a bubble, then I think the Bitcoin is the mother of all bubbles. Yes, it certainly looks like a bubble to me. It's hard to understand why it's commanding such a high price.
He doubts that governments will let Bitcoin challenge the role of traditional currency.
At some stage, I think states are going to become involved and try to curtail Bitcoin, make sure that it doesn't become any form of legal tender.
But there's plenty of money to be made in the meantime, particularly for the middlemen raking in the fees. Chris Weston is the head of research at IG Markets. It's been offering trading on Bitcoin price movements for 5 years.
But it's really been since this became what we class as a mania or hysteria, I suppose, which is probably the last 6 months, that we've seen really strong interest from not just Australian clients, New Zealand clients, but clients across Asia as well. So, you know, it's really been the buzz product at the moment.
He thinks Bitcoin could be worth a lot more if institutional investors hop on board and Bitcoin gains legitimacy as a payment option for online retailers like Amazon.
But I'm hesitant to come and put a price on where I think it's going. At the moment, I just think it seems like it wants to go higher over time, although, you know, we've had a big move and it feels like we probably want to consolidate a little bit at these levels. But, you know, every pullback is supported. There's a wave of cash which is coming into the product all the time. It does feel like it wants to go higher.
It's music to the ears of Bitcoin investors like Nativity Dunbar.
I would say I'm 75% confident in the blockchain technology because I use it already and I've seen it work and it's been foolproof so far for me. And just the fact that transactions are encrypted 6 times, which means that it's not as vulnerable to hackers as the normal banking system transactions. That's a big winner for me.
After seeing what's happened so far, she doesn't have much time for the pessimists.
Initially, I was gobsmacked. I just couldn't believe that it was happening. But now I'm just amazed, and I always look at it as going to increase even more.
Bitcoin enthusiast Nativity Dunbar ending David Cody's report.